Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and I love helping people with their landscapes, their gardens, their vegetables, fruit, and any kind of horticultural question you have. So we are going to get to those today. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. We have a great interview coming up for you, Kathy Jentz and Teresa Spite. They have the best-selling book right now called The Urban Garden, 101 Ways to Grow Food and Beauty in the City. So if you're in the city or you have a small space to garden with, you're definitely going to want to hear Kathy and Teresa talking. And so we're looking forward to that. So let's invite John Denver in and listen to get ready for the dirty word of the day.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
The dirty word of the day is plant habit. Plant habit refers to the overall shape of a plant, and it describes a number of components such as stem length and development, branching pattern, and texture. While many plants fit neatly into some categories, such as grasses, vines, shrubs, and trees, others can be more difficult to categorize. The habit of a plant provides important information about its ecology, that is, how it's adapted to its environment. Each habit indicates a different adaptive strategy. Habits are also associated with the development of the plant and how it grows. As such, it may change as the plant matures, and it's properly called its growth habit. In addition to shape, habit indicates the plant structure, for instance, whether the plant is herbaceous or woody. So here are some of the categories that you don't normally think about when you're thinking about plant habit. Climbing. So if the plant is climbing, that climbs fences or other structures by using roots or stems to grip structures, that would be its growth habit. Vines are climbing plants. Examples include English ivy, euonymus, Dutchman's pipe vine, climbing roses, and bougainvillea. Clump forming, plants that form clumps of foliage that often form other clumps close together. So examples include bamboo, ornamental grasses, daylilies, liriope, and hostas. Mounded plants have a rounded appearance. They're usually more wide than they are tall. So plants in the mounded growth habit category are junipers, nandina, firebush lime sizzler, and chrysanthemums. Spreading plants that are low and spread along the ground, usually rooting at nodes along the stem. So examples of the spreading category, Asiatic jasmine, perennial peanut, St. Augustine, and zoysia turf. Trailing plants that trail along the ground or out of pots, but do not root at nodes along the stem. Examples of those are calibrachoa, dichondra, wave petunias, sweet potato vines, and creeping Jenny. Upright plants that grow upright in a straight column. Plants that are taller than they are wide, with semi-straight edges and somewhat of a spiky appearance. Examples include some species of junipers, cedars, canna lilies, nun's orchids, snapdragons, and lily of the Nile. Creating a garden of different plant growth habits adds interest and diversity. You can use the various growth habits to accent a shrub's color or seasonal flowers. With container gardens, knowing a plant's growth habit will help you to determine the thrillers, fillers, and spillers design tactic. Improve your plant knowledge by getting into the habit of looking at plants and identifying their growth into various categories. Climbing, clumping, mounding, spreading, trailing, and upright. It's a habit that's good for your health and will help you in plant identification, but also in designing your garden. So you can find the Dirty Word of the Day on betterlawns.com, and you will be able to, kind of look an ID. And as you're determining that, that will help your knowledge of plants altogether. So you can also read What to Do in Your Landscape, My Design Tips, articles, and more on betterlawns.com. We have a lot of great text messages and a lot of phone calls. Dave, we're going to get to you after our special interview, and we're going to have that. That's going to be on the authors, Kathy Gents and Teresa Spite. They're going to come on, and they're going to talk about their new book, which is called The Urban Garden, 101 Ways to Grow Food and Beauty. And we're looking forward to that. They are wonderful. Also, too, if you'd like to go to our Facebook page and you can review us, give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful. And also take advantage of our sponsors. We only use quality sponsors like Quality Green Specialist in DeLand. Their native tree nursery is amazing. They have wonderful plants, nice, healthy fruit trees for your yard, too, as well. And then also Summit Responsible Solutions at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. And then also Black Cow Manure for your garden. We love doing that. Having them as a sponsor, all good quality gifts. From the Summit Responsible Solutions studio, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hey, Florida, we know you love getting out on the water, but do you know what to wear when you're out there on the water? A life jacket, of course. And whether you're fishing, skiing, sailing, or just cruising the water, there's a perfect life jacket designed for you and your activity. Always check the label to make sure your life jacket is U.S. Coast Guard approved. Then try it on to make sure it fits properly. And then wear it. Life jackets save lives. Visit wearitflorida.com to learn more. That's wearitflorida.com.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Kids are amazing. And at Florida Kid Care, we think their health care should be amazing too. That's why millions of Florida's kids from birth through the end of age 18 get their health and dental insurance for free or at a low cost. And your child can too. Apply today at floridakidcare.org or 1-888-540-KIDS. That's 1-888-540-5437.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Kathy Jentz has been on Better Lawns and Gardens in the spring with her vast knowledge of water gardening. She is a Maryland garden writer, podcaster, editor, publisher, including the award-winning Washington Garden Magazine and 3 Plant Society journals for azaleas, daylilies, and water gardens. She is a busy gardener. Teresa Spite is also a busy Marylander. As a mother, grandmother, steward of our land, garden writer, and a history lover devoted to her community. This year, she has published 2 books, which is why they are both here. Good morning, and thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with me this morning, Kathy and Teresa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, it's so good to have you both on. I'm so excited. So, Terry, when you were writing the book, what were some of the challenges of gardening in the city that some who would like to garden think it's hard or not possible that you thought should be addressed?
Well, one of the first things, as everyone knows, in the city, most of the time houses are nearby each other. So privacy is a big issue. Also, your lot size. Some people think, oh, it's just a postage stamp front yard. I can't do anything. You just have to get a little bit, add a little creativity to that plot, and you'll be fine.
Kathy, your book, The Urban Garden, in this book, you address all of these issues Terry mentioned and more. How did you come up with a total of 101 easy and beautiful solutions?
Well, Terry and I sat down and created a spreadsheet and just banged out, you know, a bunch of ideas really quickly, and they flowed really easily. I think we got to like 97 or 99, and then we were like, what are going to be those final couple ones? I was shocked, actually, that we came up with so many so quickly.
That's wonderful. And so, Terry, which one of the themes or the chapters that city gardeners, what are they that they will find answers to?
I think if you're not sure of what to do with some of grandma's vases or grandma's pots, our chapter on recycling is awesome. Also, that section is recycled and repurposed. And also containers. Well, if you don't have a lot of turf or ground, what can you do? Try containers. Get creative with that gardening experience. And also, if you're busy and you don't want to water, we have a section on creating drought-tolerant gardens. So we've got your answers in our book.
It is, and it's so beautiful, Kathy, the photographs in The Urban Garden, 100 Ways to Grow Food and Beauty in the City. Inspirational and very helpful. I love it. In fact, I gave Lizzie one of your books, and so
I'm loving it.
Who was responsible for taking the photographs?
Well, the layout is our publisher, and they did a beautiful job. I took about a third of the photos myself, and then the other 2/3 were sourced from other garden writers all over the world because we wanted an international feel to it. So we didn't want it to just look like, you know, a U.S. city, but a city internationally.
I think so. It does. Some of the photographs look very European and, you know, even, you know, Asian. And so it's just a beautiful book, but it's also very resourceful and helpful. I thought, oh, why didn't I think of that? And when I saw some of your chapters, they're very good. So Terry, not only does The Urban Garden address horticulture, but also design ideas. to solve hardscape and seeding dilemmas. What did you determine what's important for every city garden to have?
First of all, a place to pause, because a lot of times we're in the garden, we're always working, but we never think to sit back and enjoy that beauty that we're creating around us. And also a place to visually hide those less than perfect areas, like your AC unit, like your compost pile, your trash cans. So we try to think of real life dilemmas, I like to say, that a city gardener might encounter.
I agree. So now, Kathy, did you decide to take on environmental issues for a reason?
Yeah, I think environmental issues are super important to both Terry and I, and, you know, it's not getting any better out there. So for city gardeners, you feel it really closely. So you can feel the air pollution or the noise pollution. So we wanted to have some type of practical resources that you could implement immediately, like our chapter about using bamboo in containers as a screening, and it also helps with the noise. But also generally environmentally, all gardeners, I think, want to contribute to the health of the earth. And I think there's many, many ways even a small city garden can do that.
Well, that's a great challenge for everyone, and I think you do that so well in the urban garden. Terry, I'm going back to you. What's your most important advice to urban gardens to consider before starting a city garden?
The most important thing is to compartmentalize your strategy and your planning. Start small. Test your soil and do your research on your plant material. You don't want to buy a plant that will turn into the gift that keeps on giving, so to speak. You don't want a tree that's going to totally shade your lot when you know you have a small lot. So do your research and take it one step at a time. Baby steps work.
I think that's very smart. Kathy, so how can listeners find the Urban Garden 101 Ways to Grow Food and Beauty in the City? And can they get signed copies with yours and Terry's signature?
Right now, you can order it through Amazon, Bookshop, or purchase it at anywhere books are sold. For signed copies, currently, you can only do that at events that Terry and I attend together. We are going to set up an order website, we think, that you can order those signed copies from.
And you're going to be somewhere today. Where are you signing books today?
Correct. So we are at a Thanksgiving Farms, which is a garden center and CSA and just wonderful resource in the Maryland suburbs outside of Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, Maryland and Frederick County. And we'll be there at 1 p.m. signing and selling our book and giving a short talk on particularly for renters, like how do you grow a garden when you're renting and not able to, you know, do everything you want to.
That's a good portion of your book, too, as well. It gives you some ideas on that. So that's very good. So, Terry, congratulations. You have had a busy year. You and Kathy not only wrote and published The Urban Garden, 101 Ways to Grow Food and Beauty, but you have also just published another book, which I think is very important. It's called Black Flora, Profiles of Inspiring Black Flower Farmers and Florists. So Martha Stewart was even so impressed with it. So I'm just thrilled with it. I can't wait to read it. And mentioned you recently. She did it in her article. So what kind of inspiration will gardeners find in Black Flora?
I think the most important message that Black Flora gives to anyone is just do it. You know, whether you have had the schooling behind it, you can always get the schooling behind it. But if you feel inspired to create with flowers, make that creativity work for you. Whether you're a flower farmer, whether you're a garden, a vegetable grower, and you throw a few flowers in and decide to change the trajectory of your passion, just do it. There are some amazing people in my book. And most importantly, African Americans are not a monolith. That speaks volumes. You have no idea.
I'm so impressed with it. So I can't wait to get my hands on it. So what is your website? Because you do a blog, right, Terry?
Yes.
And you're a garden blogger. And so what is your website and how can people learn more about your book?
Well, the book is available on Amazon, but also through Bloom Imprint. And my website is Cottage in the Court, because I have a cottage. It's in the court, and it's filled with beautiful things from food and beauty, mostly beauty these days, but that's what I write about. I also write about garden travels and experiences and more. So come visit me at the cottage, Cottage in the Court.
And that's Cottage in the Court. I will tell you, whenever I read your blogs and your posts, I just always take a deep breath and relax when I'm reading you, because you're so your words are so refreshing and relaxing, and I just want a garden just like you have. So I'm very excited. Now, Kathy, you have an amazing variety of fun garden interests. What website can everyone find out more about your information on your garden blogs and magazine?
Sure, the best website to find out what I'm up to is washingtongardener.blogspot.com, and you can find me on social media at WDCGardener. And one of the fun websites I do is Cats and Gardens, so it's catsandgardens.blogspot.com, and that I just post to weekly something about a cat in a garden, usually just a photo or something inspirational.
Well, I took pictures of cats in a garden yesterday, and so I'm just going to have to send them to you, because it looks like a part calico, part Siamese cat with blue eyes, and it's just so beautiful. So today is Catter Day, and so it's a great way to celebrate cats, so I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Kathy and Terry. I know you have a busy schedule ahead, but I'm so glad you took the time out to come on Better Lawns and Gardens. And we want everyone to get, it's a great book for Father's Day. It's going to be a great book to read over the summer and implement in your own garden. It's called The Urban Garden, 101 Ways to Grow Food and Beauty in the City. It provides experienced gardening advice for small gardens, but also big, inspirational, and beautiful ideas for anyone who would love to have their own garden in a big or small city. Thank you so much, Kathy and Terry. It's been wonderful talking with you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Have fun today. All right.
Okay, thanks.
All right. That's Kathy Gents and Teresa Spite, authors of The Urban Garden, 101 Ways to Grow Food and Beauty. And it's also going to be just a great book. And it's on my bookshelf right now. Lizzie has one, and we're going to use some of those ideas.
Yes, and also the photography in it. I wanted to say something, but I didn't want to interrupt them. It's gorgeous. They remind me of your photography that you go out and do. So
it's thank you. It's a great book. I'm really enjoying it. We have got another whole half hour to take your gardening questions. Give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. We'll be right back with more Better Lawns and Gardens.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. worth it? If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. I'm here to answer your gardening questions. Thank you to all our new listeners out there, those of you in Miami, Naples, Fort Lauderdale, Sarasota. We love talking with you and knowing that you're out there listening to the show. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a question, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens. You can tell them to call in with their gardening questions. Call me at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let's go to Lizzie.
That is me. We had someone call in, a listener. His name is Dave. He's from Ormond. He says that he just planted a 6-foot-tall Christmas palm 2 weeks ago and wants to know what the watering and fertilizing procedures should be.
Okay, so Christmas palms are, all palms are very drought tolerant. Once they're established, they should only get rainfall. But if they're brand new and we don't get rain, you're going to want to water them about once a day for the first week and make sure you're putting down 1 inch to 2 inches of water at a time.
Okay.
And then the second week, you want to go every 2 days and then every 3 days and then just, you know, twice a week if no rainfall. But we're going into a rainy season, so I would say after about 2 to 3 weeks, let the rainfall do it, and that'll be good. Now, fertilizing, palm trees are very heavy feeders, which means they need to be fertilized to be healthy. Okay, we look at our palms. They're a monocot, so they're more like a grass than a tree. And so they need to be fertilized differently. You want to use the analysis, okay? And I just want to stress on this. You want to use slow release and read the label to make sure what the percentages of nutrients is in the fertilizer. But the University of Florida recommends an 8 to 12, 4. So now there's four nutrients in that that's very important. And that's 8% nitrogen, 2% phosphorus, 12% potassium, and 4% magnesium. And you don't want to use the sewer sludge fertilizers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, actually it does.
Okay, because that's going to bind up some of those nutrients. So you don't want to use that. You want to use slow release. You want to have 100% of the nitrogen and potassium, and you want to have the magnesium and manganese be slow released too.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
There you go. Thank you so much. Let's go to Jean in Lakeland. Good morning, Jean. How can I help you?
I hope you can.
Okay.
I'm kind of a dummy when it comes to plants. All right. I had an older hibiscus plant, gotten real big, had it cut top out of it so the guys could put some eaves out around the house.
Okay.
And then it got dry, and it wasn't doing too good. And anyway, so I was gone a lot, and it was dry, and it kind of died. So I was going to take it out. And that presents quite a problem because I didn't know how many roots were underneath that beautiful plant at one time.
Uh-huh.
I got it dug out. Then I got to wondering, do you think that I could put a new hibiscus plant in there where all those roots were?
Okay. So it's a very good example, and I'm really glad you called, of not planting underneath the eaves of your house. You want to be able to get the rainfall. And so, yes, you can put the hibiscus in that location. What I want you to do, though, is bring it out about 2 feet. We don't want to plant close to the foundation. Bring it out about 2 feet so that it gets natural rainfall versus it being underneath the eave and not getting any rain. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was wondering. I wasn't thinking about it for that reason. I was just thinking about maybe having to move it out because the root system right there. But, yes.
Well, the root system's going to die. Now, you said, you said your hibiscus kind of died. So maybe it might have come back if you started watering it. So before you remove plants, just scrape the bark and see if it's still green underneath, because hibiscus will lose all their leaves when they're stressed out. Yeah. But they still could have been alive, and it just needed cut back.
Yeah, right. Well, as I was digging it out, I had been gone quite a bit this year because my daughter up in Illinois was sick with COVID.
Oh, dear.
And so then when I got back in and got back into routine, the thing, it had been neglected and wasn't looking too good. So then after I started digging it out, which was no easy, it was not an hour's job. It was a week's job.
Oh, my goodness. It was a big hibiscus.
It started sprouting little leaves up and down the stems that I hadn't gotten out yet. And I thought, oh, dear, but it didn't look good. So
I pulled it out. That's fine. That's okay. So, yes, you can, because those roots will start to die now that you've cut it all off and everything.
Yeah.
And so they'll start to die. And so, you can plant another hibiscus there. But I would, again, move it out so it gets natural rainfall and that you water it correctly. Okay.
Yeah, great. Well, I had been watering it until things got bad and I didn't. So
that's okay.
I'm starting over, and I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jean. I hope everything's good at home. Thank you so much for calling. Let's go to Dawn in Brooksville. Good morning, Dawn. How can I help you?
Good morning. Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you. I got a question. I just transplanted a couple of large ligustrum trees, and they're wilting real bad. They seem to be in shock.
Okay.
Is there something that I need to do?
How big were they?
They were about 10 foot tall.
Okay. So I want you to make sure that you're getting water to those roots. Those roots are in shock, and that's why it's wilting. So does it have a bubbler irrigation system on it?
No, ma'am, I don't. I just water them every morning and every evening.
Okay, you want to make sure that you're watering real well. You're going to see the shock until it starts to, you know, come out of it. And so how long ago did you transplant them?
About 2 weeks now.
Okay, keep on watering, and if it get rainfall, you just want to pray for lots of rain. Do not fertilize it, okay, until you see new growth, okay? And so just keep watering and watering. And, you know, I would say that you're going to need to put down probably 20 to 30 gallons on it at 10 foot tall. So I would just kind of gauge how long you're watering. You may not be watering enough, even though you're doing it twice a day. I would just saturate that soil. So use about 20 to 30 gallons. Just time how long it takes to fill your hose up and put it down, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I sure appreciate that. Is there any kind of fertilizer I need to use on it now?
No. You don't want – fertilizer is going to make it stress out more, and it's going to increase the need for water. Let's get it – when you see new growth on your ligustrum, that's when you can fertilize it, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Very good. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Don. You're in the final segment of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'd love to have your call. So you can call me at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Life happens. Getting married, moving, new baby, loss of health insurance. If you've had a life-changing event, you may qualify for a special enrollment period in the health insurance marketplace. Visit healthcare.gov and see if you qualify. Need help? A navigator from Covering Florida can help you through the process and find the best plan for you and your family. Visit coveringflorida.org or call 877-813-9115 to make an appointment. Assistance is always free and confidential.
Motorists, bicyclists, and motorcyclists all have the right to be on the road and travel safely. Drivers, watch out for bicyclists and give them 3 feet of clearance. Always be on the lookout for motorcycles and never attempt to share a lane with one. Drive cautiously around large buses and trucks, and remember to never cut in front of them since they can't stop as quickly. When we're on the road together, safety is a shared responsibility. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
You may think what knowing Christ means. So let me tell you what knowing Christ doesn't mean. I love to read biographies. At the end of each great biography, I feel like I know the person. Yet I've never met Churchill or Lincoln or Steve Jobs, so in reality, I only know about them. Most people know a lot about Jesus, but that doesn't mean they know him personally. So how can you know him personally? Through God's Word, you can know him. But even Scripture without faith is just knowing about it. Have the faith to ask Christ to come into your heart and be your Savior. Then you'll get to know him. And through prayer, talking with him, and listening to him through reading his word, you get to know him. Do you know Jesus or just know about it? Really knowing him is life-changing. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you would like to check out more, you can go to our website, betterlawns.com, and you can also go to our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens. We'd love to see your pictures and post, and you can give us a 5-star rating. We would love that. It would make us be very happy. So we still have time for your phone calls and text messages, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. Let's go to down here. So hi, Teresa. Regarding the malls, they are digging these tunnels underground through the yard, and my grass is slowly disappearing. Is it not the moles that are causing that? No, that's the insects and grubs in your ground that are causing it. They're turf pest issues. So what I would do is get a soil analysis of your soil, and take it into the extension office and have them check it for insects and kind of see what's going on in your lawn. Moles do not eat plants. They don't eat the roots. The grubs eat the roots, and there's other insects that eat the roots. So it's just something that you're going to have to check out. But the moles are not doing it. Moles are beneficial, except if they're on your skin, you need to see a dermatologist. Okay, let's go to, can you recommend a lawn weed killer that is safe for pets? Our dogs frequently eat grass in the morning to settle their tummies. And that's from Carol in Tallahassee. A perfect text message, your name and your city and the question. Thank you so much, Carol. That's great. So you can use any organic herbicide, weed killer. But first you need to identify the weeds, because some herbicides are not going to work on all weeds. So I would identify your weeds. And then what you need to do is then you can go for the eco-friendly type of herbicides. You'll see it organic. You'll see that. And then you want to spray it in the late afternoon so that your dogs are not going to eat it in the morning. It's going to dry off. And usually most pesticides, you know, once they're dry, they have done their job and will affect the plant, but they don't necessarily affect the animals. So if you're using eco-friendly organic herbicides and you spray it in the afternoon, not in the morning, just before your pets go out there, and you want to give it time to dry off, okay? I hope that helps. If you send me an email, I can send you a little bit more information on that. So Melanie says, my gardenia bush just finished blooming. When should I trim it back? Well, is there a reason to trim it back? If it's getting too big, then yes, this is the perfect time to cut it after it blooms. If it's a topiary or a standard type gardenia bush, then yes, it's the perfect time after it blooms. So you can always cut shrubs that are flowering that are too big or are growing out of shape after the flowers fall off or the flowers have bloomed. That's a perfect time. Okay? We are in Daytona Beach, mainland, not beachside. We planted a magnolia tree and a lime tree. Both turned brown, and even though they used spinosad and bifenthrin to combat the worms and insects, both trees died. We replaced the magnolia, but after 4 years, it's only 5 feet tall. What fertilizer should we be using, and with what frequency? Well, it bothers me that your magnolia tree died, because they don't die. They're very salt tolerant. They're a good tree for the coastal areas. They don't like the wind so much, so I wouldn't plant them on the beach side, but they do very well inland on the coast. So I don't understand why it died. So fertilizer will always help. They need acidic fertilizer on a regular basis. Okay, so remember that when your trees, shrubs, and plants are younger than 7 years, they have flowers or fruit that they have, they're deciduous, they lose their leaves, or they're not growing well, they're sickly, they're getting insect issues. You want to fertilize all plants that have those symptoms or that kind of character on a regular basis, okay? That's younger than 7 years. They have flowers and fruit that they are deciduous, they lose their leaves, or that they're sickly, they're not doing what they're supposed to do, like grow or bloom. You want to fertilize on a regular basis, okay? And so fertilizer, so that was important. Now, your lime tree, I don't know why it died either. I need to see pictures of both of these because I don't know why they died. Lime trees could have died from the citrus greening, okay? So I just need more information, and I need you to call or text before the plants die. Okay, once they're dead, I can't help you. So call me before they die. Right, Mar?
That's right. Make sure she can save you before you get there.
Okay, so this next text message is, I have an orchid which bloomed December to late February. I messaged you back in March about the stalk having buds on it, but no new flowers. It seems to be dormant, but it has not changed at all. It's still just the stalk with the same small buds. It's in a north-facing window with a constant temperature between 72 and 75, and I water it about 2 ounces one time per week. How can I encourage it to bloom again? Okay, so one, it may need a little bit more light. I don't know what kind of orchid it is, but north-facing windows are not a good sunlight for orchids. You want south-facing windows, okay? And so you might want to up the sunlight a little bit, and then, you know, fertilize it on a regular basis, and then watering, watering 2 ounces per week may not be enough. I don't know how big it is. I don't know what kind of container it is. So let me know that information. Send me a picture, and I can help you a little bit more. Thank you. Let's go to Rich in Orange City. We lost you there for a minute, Rich. Thank you for calling back. How can I help?
Yes, I have about a 20-year-old Meyer lemon tree that I got a little aggressive with trimming back in February. I had trimmed it for years a little, but never had a problem. This year I trimmed it a bit more, and after a couple weeks, it started to respond as I expected. New shoots started to coming out. But then after about 3 weeks, all of a sudden they all started to die. And now the tree is looking really haggard, and it looks like it's surviving, but it really died back on me.
Okay.
And I don't know.
Did you fertilize it at the same time?
No, I have not.
Okay, so it's very important that citrus needs to be fertilized on a regular basis. But I'm just going to tell you, it may not be your fault. 20-year-old citrus trees probably are succumbing to the citrus greening. Okay, and so look at any new leaves you have. If they've got the yellow blotches on them, that are asymmetrical, they're not symmetrical, it's not a nutrient deficiency, is probably succumbing to the citrus greening, Hung Long Bing. And so it may not be your fault. So if you'd like to send me pictures, you can. But you can also, if you want to, just Google or put in EDIS. That would be the best thing. EDIS, and put in citrus greening symptoms. And then look at the images, go to the images, search on images, and you'll see what it looks like. I'm just going to tell you, my gut feeling is that you're not going to be able to save it because it's a 20-year-old tree, and it's probably had citrus greening for a while, and it takes about 5 years for the citrus tree to die.
Well, prior to my trimming, it was very healthy looking, showing no signs of greening.
Okay.
And that's why I was a bit surprised by what had happened.
Right, and that's why I asked you if you fertilized it, because sometimes when you fertilize it, this tree stresses out and drops all its leaves, and it kind of goes through a shock. So saying that you haven't fertilized it, though, that pruning, it just may be coincidental. You know, it's not the causation, but it just happened. And so if you can send me pictures, that would be good. Look at, do you have any leaves left on it?
Oh, yeah, there's some leaves. There are a few green shoots coming out in various parts of the tree.
Okay,
but,
so
you know,
I would then go ahead
part
and
of the tree.
Yeah, I would go ahead and fertilize it and get that done before June 1st. And, you know, make sure that you're putting enough down and it's a good citrus fertilizer. Slow release with the macro and micronutrients, okay? And let me know
how
it does, okay? Keep your fingers crossed.
Oh. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate that. And so I want to thank Kathy Gents and Teresa Spite, authors of the best-selling gardening book, The Urban Garden, 101 Ways to Grow Food and Beauty. You can get the book at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and their websites, which I will post later today on Facebook. And in fact, on the Better Lawns and Gardens page, you can get to their websites right now. Lizzie, Mar, thank you so much for producing the show. You did a great job.
That was all Mar. That was nothing to me. I was just back here just
excellent. I'm so
around.
Excited. We appreciate everyone who listens to Better Lawns and Gardens. It's a wonderful show. Thank you also to Summit Responsible Solutions, maker of mosquito bits and other friendly, responsible pest controls. Check out summitresponsiblesolutions.com. And you can, if I did not get to your text messages, there's a couple of them still on there. Then I will try and respond after the holiday next week. I'll get to it on the show next week. You'll want to join us then. And you can join Lizzie and Mar and me for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Have a safe Memorial Day celebration. Remember all those who have died protecting our country. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.